up, everybody? Nate Sorrentino here, back with another episode of the Free Thinkers Emergence Podcast. Today, I'm going to talk about learning how to live in the moment. And it comes down to one simple thing. Be where your feet are. So, where your physical body is where you should be as a person, or with your mind, better said. So, the idea of this is there's going to be three places you can have your mind focused. You can have it focused in the past, in the future, and then in the moment, or the present. With this being said, each place or each timeline is important. Like the past, present, and future, you should learn from the past, look towards the future to see where you're going, and then live in the moment to get where you want to be in the future. Now, in order to figure out what to do best in the present, you must look to the past to figure out, okay, if I did this, this happened. And then by using that, like, theory, you can say, okay, well, how about I change my decision based on that, and now I'm moving forward where I want to be. It's as simple as that. You need to live in the moment at all times, though. So when you get too caught up living in the past and thinking about past relationships or past jobs or whatever it may be, like, for me, like, one of the things that gets me the most is when I think about my past cars and how much I cared about them, and then they're no longer here with me, and I haven't really lost many people in my life, so maybe for you, it's like thinking back to like having a special person in your life, but for my car's sake, it's really tough when I'm driving the Honda Fit and I'm thinking, ah, shit, I really miss the WRX, or I really miss the Legacy. Like, especially when I'm going on a long drive and I want a fun car to drive and it's not just, like, monotonous, it can be so, like, annoying, and it's just, it, like, kills me when I'm, like, sitting there and I'm just like, damn, like, it's just sitting there driving and staring. Like, there's nothing to it. And I'm too focused on the past, and I'm not even looking at, like, what I'm doing. Like, I'm just going through the motions of life. And so many people are just going through the motions. And when you're going through the motions, you miss out on all the details that are being shown to you. There's so many little things that you'll find if you really start living in the moment. And it's the little things that make up life. Like when someone does you a favor and they remember something you said, it's not that they just randomly thought about it. It's because you said something and they knew that you said that in the past, and then they did something because you said that. It's like, it really is just like that. You have to learn from the past and then use that to change the future. And it's all about living in the moment. If you don't live in the moment, you're going to find yourself in a lot of discomfort, whether it be from living in a past experience or trying to bring something from the past back into the moment, or if it's trying to live too far in the future. Like when I was working on the Freethinkers Emergence course, like, tirelessly, without having a job, it made my life really difficult in the sense where I was struggling financially because I had no income, because I was trying to build a course without having anything to support it. Like, it was just, like, working without having anything coming back. And, of course, like, when it rains, it pours, and when I release the course, it's going to help, like, millions of people, if not more. And that's all great and all, but until that period, I need a way to sustain my own life. And with this all being said, if I was living in the moment, I would have looked at my current position and been like, damn, I gotta get me a part-time job and something. And in fact, I actually went for a full-time job, and I'm still working on the course, and it's still coming along great, and everything is doing exactly what it should be doing. I'm living that dream that I wanted, like, learning from my job every day at Tully, and then I come home and I take some Russian lessons. I work on my course. I read my book and just like enjoy my time. It's all about living in the moment, and it really is like so critical. Like, you have to look to the next steps, but when someone's talking to you, like when you look into their eyes, they can tell if you're focused on them or focused on what you're going to do next. And it's important to actually be present in conversation with people. If you're not, they'll notice. And some people say something, and this happened to me at the dealership, and I literally told the person, I was like, oh, I was just thinking about what I was going to do next. Fortunately for me, he's a really nice guy, and he was like, oh, I like that. But, you know, for some people, they'll be like, yo, like, I want you to be present in the conversation. Like, I'm here talking to you, and you're thinking about, like, your next five steps. Like, what the hell? Like, come on. Like, you, like, where are you? Like, you got to be sharper. And that's, like, what I was thinking about. Like, damn, like, I can be better, and I need to be more present and more in the moment while also being ready for the future. So, with that all being said, if you do not continue moving forward while living in the moment, with meaning you have to be looking to where you're going to be going, and you're not just standing in the same place. Like, you can always be in the moment and living in like the moment, enjoy the moment, like be a part of it, without just staying in the same spot. It's like a sunset's only good for about 15, 30 minutes until it's just dark. Well, you can live in the moment, but if you stay in that exact place for the next 24 hours till the next sunset comes in, you're going to waste about 23 hours of your day or of your life, like, doing nothing. And if you stay in that same place for too long, eventually you're not going to have any energy, and you'll just end up decaying. And it's all about, like, moving forward. And the sunset analogy is pretty dismal, but it really gets the point across of, like, you have to move forward. Like, good things are going to come, and there's going to be bad things that are going to come. You have to embrace whatever it is. And by embracing it, you truly are living in the moment. The best way to live in the moment is by embracing the feeling that you have in that moment. With that all being said, make sure you are focused on learning from the past, looking towards the future, and embracing the feelings and emotions you have in the moment, and not trying to suppress them. Those suppressions of feelings will come out in the future in a more volatile way, and you just don't want to deal with that. It can be really bad if it's like depression and sadness and upset. Like, this is like people who suppress things with alcohol. It can be really bad when you're not expressing feelings and living and actually digging down to why you feel the things you feel and why you are in the position you're actually in. It all comes down to that reflection of the past, living in the moment, and then using the moment to change your future. And it's all this, like, you need a course of direction, but it all starts in being in the moment. With that, my name is Nate Sarantino, and this was the Free Thinkers Emergence Podcast. I can't